Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, 1963. Periodically, we pick a year and listen to the movie music from that moment. And today we're going back about 60 years or so. It may not have been the greatest year for movies, especially coming after a banner year like 1962. Now, that was a good one. But it was an interesting moment, and the music reflects that. The space age was on. There were new waves in art happening all over the world. And the American president would be assassinated that November. You might say it was a mad, 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 mad world. And the movies reflected that. We got a couple of rousing scores to start things in celebratory fashion here. We have some vocal performances a little bit later from a time when songs were increasingly an important part of movie soundtracks. And then for our trailer at the end of the show, we've got a tune sung by a nutty writer, director, actor. Let's begin in high gear with music from the winner of 1963's Best Foreign Language Film Oscar, already the third such award for films directed by Federico Fellini. Rare example of a foreign director becoming a household word in the USA. Fellini created in 8 and a Half, a film about a movie director who's so blocked he can't get started on his next project. As usual with Fellini, his go-to composer, Nino Rota, was tapped for the music, and Rota's main theme conjures up the kind of madcap circus of life that Fellini created from his buoyant imagination. This cue is titled La Passerella from 8 and a Half.
Thank you.
two maestros represented there, composer Nino Rota and director Federico Fellini, with music from Eight and a Half, the first of our 1963 films. An American composer next, with Elmer Bernstein providing a rousing march for the opening credits of The Great Escape, the epic story of POWs in a German prison camp during World War II plotting to get out. There are so many indelible moments in this movie, from James Garner's camp scrounger to Charles Bronson's tunnel rat with claustrophobia. And maybe you think Steve McQueen on his motorcycle is the embodiment of the indomitable human spirit, though I actually think of McQueen throwing his baseball endlessly against the wall while he's confined in the cooler as the embodiment of the indomitable human spirit. But it's all captured in Bernstein's music, which begins with this main title march. That's music by Elmer Bernstein from The Great Escape, 3 years after his score for The Magnificent Seven, both films directed by John Sturges. We have two more instantly recognizable movie themes coming up, and both are from Henry Mancini, who was obviously in a groove at this time. Both films are larky European adventures, the first a kind of a Hitchcockian romance comedy spy picture in Paris, and the second, a slapstick affair set mostly at an alpine ski resort. This is globetrotting escapism at its spritziest. First off, let's hear the opening music from Charade. Thank you. The main title music for Charade, a blissful movie in which Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant don't seem to be taking the plot any more seriously than you should. Music composed by Henry Mancini. By the way, he was nominated that year not for best score for that movie, but for best song, as that tune had some lyrics put to it, too. The other Mancini movie of 1963 was The Pink Panther, and we're going to hear a couple of cues from that. First, the familiar main title theme, and then one of my favorite numbers called It Had Better Be Tonight, a.k.a. Meglio Stasera, which is sung by Fran Jeffries in the movie. We've sampled that on this show before, so this time we'll play the instrumental version. Thank you. That was It Had Better Be Tonight, one of the catchiest melodies from Henry Mancini's score for the Pink Panther. Some good cowbell deployed there. And before that, the main title music from that 1963 film, which launched not only an ongoing set of films for Peter Sellers and the director Blake Edwards, but also that cartoon series that shrewdly used the same music. You're listening to The Music in the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are listening to films from 1963. And we will stick to this idea of European adventure for our next selection, but go back in time a couple of thousand years. One of the delights of the movie year 1963 was Jason and the Argonauts, an adventure movie decorated by the famed stop-motion special effects of Ray Harryhausen. Set in ancient Greece, featuring a climax in which skeletons rise from the earth to do battle with our hero. An amazing sequence that must have been one of Harryhausen's most challenging feats. And to score this movie, we have Bernard Herrmann doing his terrifying thing here in a string of cues titled Hydra's Teeth, Skeletons Attack. Music from a thrilling sequence in Jason and the Argonauts, as the composer Bernard Herrmann helps bring to life Ray Harryhausen's stop-motion skeletons rattling around there in battle mode. Herrmann was associated with Alfred Hitchcock, of course, and he has a credit on a 63 Hitchcock film, The Birds, yet that movie has no musical score. Herrmann is credited as sound consultant on that project. Let us shift gears for a touch of Americana now. As we recall the movie HUD, a starring vehicle for Paul Newman that confirmed the way that Hollywood movies were now embracing something called the anti-hero. HUD is a heel, the kind of selfish jerk who does not qualify for heroic music. So the composer Elmer Bernstein provides a spare, sort of melancholy score to accompany this rather bleak vision. Here's the opening theme from HUD. Thank you. The opening music from HUD, composed by Elmer Bernstein, a very different mode from his Great Escape music there. That movie, a kind of a modern Western that helped bring in some of the franker attitudes of the 1960s to the movies, and also won Oscars for Paul Newman's co-stars, Patricia Neal and Melvin Douglas. I did a Q&A with Patricia Neal at the Port Townsend Film Festival back in the early aughts, and somehow the festival managed to get a print of that film from the vault somewhere, something the studio furnished it. I think maybe Robert Osborne, who was a regular guest at the festival in its early years, had something to do with pulling strings to get that, and this print looked absolutely spectacular, like something that had just been shot the month before. Well, next up, I get a chance to mention again a little-known movie with a musical score that has stuck in my head since childhood. The List of Adrian Messenger is a very minor mystery picture directed by John Huston on an off day, really. But the music by Jerry Goldsmith is quite droll and memorable. This is a cue titled Quail Hunt, which gives just 1 minute of Goldsmith's insinuating main melody. That's a theme from The List of Adrian Messenger, a personal favorite score of mine by Jerry Goldsmith, who was then still near the beginning of his illustrious career. All right, so we're going to take a break from instrumental music now and consider a few of the songs of 1963. The winner of the Best Song Oscar that year was Call Me Irresponsible, which quickly became a standard. Originally performed in the movie Papa's Delicate Condition by Jackie Gleason, as a matter of fact. From the world of Broadway musical adaptations, we have a notable one in Bye Bye Birdie, the spoof about a rock singer very much like Elvis Presley. The film has Dick Van Dyke and an extremely energetic Anne Margaret. But we're going to listen to a song called Kids, a lament about these young people today, because it gives us a chance to pay tribute to Paul Lind, who recreated his stage role as an exasperated father. Joining in the tune here are Maureen Stapleton and Dick Van Dyke.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. While we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
Kids, I've tried to raise you the best I could. Kids, all the things I've done were for your own good. Kids, can't you once appreciate how I've sacrificed? Working, slaving, scrimping, saving pennies, and living with your father, kids. No one knows the burdens I've had to bear, and in my condition. Kids, I'm a poor sick woman, and does he care? Ha! Go on and kill me, that's what it's coming to. When a mother has kids like you.
Kids!
All the chicken soup that I made for you.
Mama, take it easy.
Kids!
Now you throw me out like a worn-out shoe.
Not in front of everybody, Mom. After all, I haven't been such an awful son. I never sash your back or leave a ring around the bathtub. And don't I always phone you?
Kids! You can give your life to him night and day.
Kids, then they go get married.
Married?
Who's getting married? Why do we have these children? Better to have a pet.
You know where you stand with the pad.
I never ask for nothing.
Nothing is what you'll get. What's the matter with kids? Two.
I tried, Luke, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama, you didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car. Junk me. Leave me in the gutter.
I'll never leave you, never.
You heard him. You're a witness.
I promise, Mama. I never broke promise to my mama.
Good boy.
Why can't they be like Albert?
Perfect in every way.
What's the matter with kids?
Yeah, what's the matter with kids?
Nothing's the matter with kids today.
That was a tune from Bye Bye Birdie, the Broadway musical made into a film in 1963. Kids, composed by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams, performed there by Dick Van Dyke, Maureen Stapleton, Brian Russell, who was the kid, and the indelible Paul Lynde. Now, Bye Bye Birdie was a send-up of the hysteria surrounding an Elvis-like character. And of course, Elvis himself was well into his movie career at this point, churning out the duds according to the formula that Colonel Tom Parker had figured out would make them the most money. A couple of Elvis pictures graced the screen in 1963, Fun in Acapulco. That's the one I've talked about before, where you can clearly see that Elvis never went to Mexico, and all the location stuff is shot with a body double from a distance, a tactic that becomes really kind of fascinating to watch once you become aware of it. And also, it happened at the World's Fair, in which Elvis really did come to Seattle for the 1962 World's Fair, shot lots of stuff on the fairgrounds. It is not a good movie. The soundtrack is much better, but the good news is our selection, Cotton Candy Land, is only a minute and 30 seconds long. It plays as a lullaby sung by Elvis to the little girl who's tagging along with him. She's played by Vicky Tu, who would grow up to be the First Lady of Hawaii. And see if it doesn't sound like a weirdly ominous lullaby.
Sandman's coming, yes, he's coming to sprinkle you with sand. He'll say one, two, three, and you will be in Cotton Candy Land. Sandman's coming, yes, he's coming, will take you by the hand, and you'll ride upon a big white swan in Cotton Candy Land. You and the swan will float upon a cloud of pink ice cream, where every star is a candy bar and the moon is a marshmallow dream. Sandman's coming, yes, he's coming, take his magic hand. And now good night, and now sleep tight in Cotton Candy Land. In Cotton Candy Land.
An Elvis tune from It Happened at the World's Fair, a movie shot partly on location in Seattle during its World's Fair. Location footage still very colorful in that movie. That song is Cotton Candy Land, composed by Ruth Batchelor and Bob Roberts. Footnote to that song, it was revived for Baz Luhrmann's 2022 film Elvis, sung on the soundtrack by Stevie Nicks and Chris Isaak, with the lyric changed to Snowman's Comin' instead of Sandman's Comin'. The reference to Colonel Parker's nickname, the Snowman, which he called himself because he was just so proud of cheating people. So in that case, the ominous mood of that song kind of fits. You're listening to The Music in the Movies. I'm Robert Horton. We are listening to the music from films released in 1963. Here is one more vocal performance. You may be wondering, was there a James Bond movie released in 1963? The answer is yes. That was the year of From Russia with Love, the second of the Sean Connery 007 pictures, played as a vocal, in this case, during the end credits. The title tune provided a hit for the British singer Matt Monro. heard here crooning Lionel Bart's lyrics, which don't always seem to correspond to what happens in the movie.
From Russia with love, I fly to you. Much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there a man I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia with love.
Well, as you could tell, that was the title tune from Russia with Love, composed by Lionel Bart, who had previously had a huge stage success with Oliver, that musical just a couple of years before that, sung by Matt Monro, who would have another movie hit a few years later with the title song of Born Free. Now, going back to instrumental music for a bit, and also back to the subject of the Oscars. As if this year didn't feel Eurocentric enough, based on what we've been listening to. The Best Picture Oscar winner that year was Tom Jones. British film, very farcical, kind of new wave treatment of a novel by Henry Fielding. And the music by John Addison won the Oscar for Best Original Score. And when you hear this main theme from Tom Jones, I think the very arch use of the harpsichord is going to bring the movie right back to you. Thank you. music from 1963's Best Picture and Best Original Score Oscar winner, Tom Jones, composed by John Addison. Well, I want to highlight now a movie that didn't do very well at the box office when it was released, even though it was from a major director, and frankly, it doesn't have much of a profile today, if it's remembered at all. Title of the film is America, America. It was a passion project for Elia Kazan, the man who had directed Streetcar Named Desire and On the Waterfront and many other films. And Kazan created this three-hour movie out of the story of his uncle, who persevered through some incredible hardships to immigrate from Turkey, where Kazan's Greek family had settled, to the United States. I think it's a very strong, very emotional film, and part of its flavor is the score by the Greek composer Manos Hatzidakis, a very successful musician who had already won an Oscar, actually, for the best song from the film Never on Sunday. Here's a cue from his America, America score titled Shoeshine Boys. That is part of the score for the relatively little-known film by Elia Kazan, America, America, composed by Manos Hatzidakis. Well, in England, we had an American director exiled by the blacklist, Joseph Losey, teaming up with future Nobel Prize-winning writer Harold Pinter for the sinister film The Servant, a really nasty sort of mind game played out by a manservant, played by Dirk Bogarde, who becomes a little too dominant in his household. The music is by jazz musician Johnny Dankworth, and here's a song from the soundtrack sung by the great Cleo Lane, who was also married to Dankworth, All Gone.
Now, while I love you alone, now while I love you alone, now while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you alone. Leave it alone, it's all gone. Leave it alone, it's all gone. Don't stay to see me turn from your arms. Leave it alone, it's all gone. Give me my death, close my mouth. Give me my breath, close my mouth. How can I bear the ghost of you here? Can't love without you, must love without you, Now while I love you alone, now while I love you alone, now while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you alone. Give me my dead clothes, my lips. Give me my breath. Close my mouth. How can I bear the ghost of you here? Can't love without you. Must love without you. Now, while I love you alone, now, while I love you alone, now, while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you alone. Now, while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you.
All Gone from the film The Servant. That's sung by Cleo Lane, composed by John Dankworth, with lyrics by Harold Pinter, the celebrated playwright, who was also the screenwriter of that film. You're listening to The Music of the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are considering films released in 1963. Again, we stay in Europe for our next piece, and another notable composer, Georges Delerue, who did hundreds of films in his career in his native France and in Hollywood, and who intersected with the French New Wave, which was going strong right at this time, including his beautiful score for François Truffaut's film Jules and Jim. His project with another New Wave director, Jean-Luc Godard, on Contempt, was a fascinating one. Delerue delivered a very lush, romantic score, as you're about to hear. It actually works as kind of a counterpoint to Godard's bitter story of a marriage corrupted by the movie business. The music would work in a conventional story very well, but with Godard's method of deconstructing how movies work, Delerue's score kind of weaves in and out of the picture, sometimes at seemingly random moments. Here's the main theme in a cue named for the character played by Brigitte Bardot, Camille.
Thank you.
That's music from Jean-Luc Godard's film Contempt, composed by Georges Delerue. Another indication that although we've had some silly films in today's program, the movies were taking on new kinds of adult ideas in 1963. And yes, there, it's time for the trailer. And our transition is justified here because, as a matter of fact, Jean-Luc Godard was one of the biggest boosters for the idea of taking Jerry Lewis seriously as a filmmaker. And Jerry's film of 1963 happens to be one of his best, The Nutty Professor, a Jekyll and Hyde story about a nebbishy academic whose new potion transforms him into a swinging hepcat by the name of Buddy Love. Buddy hangs out with college kids and occasionally croons a tune, as we will hear now with his rendition of That Old Black Magic. But first, he has to set the mood.
Hold it a second. Hold it. We'll make our own music, gorgeous. Just hold it. You and you stay. Tubby, you go rest your thumbs. I'll drive. Sweetie, go get your lips pressed. Split.
Will you listen?
Shh, you listen. Sit down here. And if you listen, you'll be thrilled. Believe you me. Sit and listen and watch. Mood is wrong. Mood is wrong. Innkeeper. Got sexy lights? Lay it on me. Better. Better. Now watch, baby. Every move a picture.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down, down, down I go. Round, round, round I go like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the maid that fame had me free in a babadoo. Wee! And every time your lips meet
little boys and girls, and if you're real nice, tomorrow night I just might ration out a little more of this rare talent. Now back to your seats. Back. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Back, back, back.
Jerry Lewis performing in the guise of Buddy Love. That Old Black Magic, composed by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, in the film The Nutty Professor, one of Jer's funniest. And with that, we'll end our tour of the film music of 1963, moving from the sublime to the ridiculous and staying in that latter vein. For our final music here from the supersized comedy, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, which gathered many of the country's top comedians in a slapstick hootenanny. Ernest Gold did the swingy music, which actually takes us back to the top of our show because both this music and Nino Rota's score for 8.5 have a carnivalesque quality, although I suppose they don't have too much in common beyond that, except for their shared examination of the emptiness of human existence, of course. Here's the main title music from that film, which is a reminder to keep looking for the big W in the sky. I'm Robert Horton, and I thank you for listening to The Music and the Movies.